Damn.
Thanks.
I got this.
Is that an alien stiletto?
Yeah. You stay here.
You'd think these acolytes were trying to find William. But that's only part of what they want.
What else are they after?
Can't you see? Isn't it
obvious, Agent Mulder? You are immobile. Helpless. You will draw your weapon. We know you to be nothing if not a willing believer, Agent Mulder. But you gave up the chase before your quarry was cornered. You abandoned your post.
I only ever wanted to know the truth.
Then come close, Mulder.
And let me whisper it into your ear. There are larger forces than ourselves at work. You have always known this to be true.
They are patient. So shall we be. We will find the child, Mulder.
We will never stop looking for him.
They think we can be contained. They expect us to stay denied. But we have reached the cradle, which they know is not empty. Your usefulness to us is past, Agent Mulder. I release you from your miserable existence.
I have ushered to bring her all this way, and the favor shall be
given. You will have nothing ever again.
What have you done?
Mulder, don't move. I'll get help. Where does it hurt? We must be on another geyser. Got to move. No. Wait a minute. The acolytes are here. All around us. But they're not looking at us. They're pointing upwards. It's so bright. There's something up there. Something huge. With lights of many colors. They're so bright, and I can't look. Mulder, wake up. Something's happening. It's not good. Mulder, I think this is the end. Please forgive me. Uh-oh. The acolytes, they're being burned up, destroyed. The helicopters, too. Where next? Mulder, my head. What was that?
Scully. Get off me.
Oh.
You saw something?
I'm not sure. Oh, I really can't process it. Oh, boy. There were lights, and I could hardly make it out. Oh, I'm having trouble remembering. No.
That's funny.
What?
My watch has stopped.
Huh? No. No, it's slow. Only by a couple of minutes.
FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C. Office of Professional Review.
I'd like to thank you, Agent Scully, for your appearance here today. This panel appreciates your report, however unusual it is for a former agent to file one. But it helps to clarify some irregularities in your account of the events at Yellowstone National Park last week. After all, 3 federal agents are still missing and unaccounted for.
I was brought to Wyoming against my will for reasons I am still unclear about. I cannot fully recall what happened, nor can I say for certain what this deacon and his acolytes wanted me for. Perhaps it was to show us something on some level beyond the limits of normal observation. But the truth remains that former Agent Mulder, Deputy Director Skinner, and myself were targeted by them, as were Agents Doggett and Reyes.
We have no update on the disappearance of Agents Doggett and Reyes, or Agent Hendricks for that matter. Our efforts to find them are ongoing.
We have all been targeted because of our work on the X-Files, which this Bureau has never fully been comfortable with.
And how do you think the Bureau can best address this situation?
What happened at Yellowstone proves that there are still forces out there whose purpose, however cryptic and hidden, threatens our existence. And if there was any doubt before, following the cyber attack on the Bureau, it is clear they know who we are and where to find us.
So what is your conclusion?
We need to step up our game. And now my relocation has been compromised, I know only one way for me to help to do so.
You want to be reactivated?
Yes.
And former Agent Mulder?
I really can't speak for him.
Oh, he spoke very eloquently for himself.
West 46th Street, New York City, 7:59 a.m.
We've lost Yellowstone, all while it's getting harder to find a good vacation spot unspoiled by tourists and commercial development. I'll be that way if you insist, but I say your criticism is better directed elsewhere. Mulder did interrupt the acolytes in their pursuit. After all, if we can't have everything we want, preventing our enemies from getting what they're after seems a worthwhile...
Who are you talking to, Spender? This is an empty room.
I'm sorry, Prime Elder. Memories of debriefings in this place come back to haunt me. Treachery is the inevitable result of all affairs.
Every man believes he has his own good reason.
This incarnation of you isn't very stable. But while it lasts, and as you're talking treachery, why don't you tell me about yours?
Don't tell Skinner while we're under double secret probation, but I put some of the grown-up stuff in your coffee.
Thanks.
You okay, Mrs. Blake? Happy with your decision to rally to the flag?
I don't know if it's the right decision, Mr. Blake. Any more than I'll ever recall what exactly happened at Yellowstone. I remember flashing lights, colors, but the memories behind them are blocked.
We do know those people wanted to get to William, and it seems we stopped them.
Those parts I do remember, and are why I said yes. This is good.
It was kind of cute when you called me Agent Mulder.
That wasn't me.
Oh, I know. I know. But it was cute.
Boardwalk Key, Martha's Vineyard, 11:27 p.m.
Come get it!
Come back here!
Come take it back from me!
Corey, I'm gonna kill you!
I thought you said you wanted to go for a swim!
With my top still on, you perv!
Come on, Tara! It's the private beach! No parties, no parents, and no peeping!
Give me that!
Oh, Tara, there's a dress code on this beach. I'm not sure you're meeting the obligations that the community adheres to.
Fine.
What you doing?
Here. You can have the bottom half, too.
Whoa.
But you know the rules, Corey.
Huh?
You can't have what you can't catch. Well?
I didn't think we were actually going to go swimming.
No?
I just thought we'd maybe, you know.
Oh, what's the matter, Corey? Afraid of a little shrinkage in the water?
We ought to go back. There could be people around.
Hey, what was that?
You don't want to be in the water after dark. You know what the sheriff says. Tara? Tara, where'd you go? This isn't funny.
Help me!
Grab my hand! I've got you! Just hold on! No, tighter!
It's pulling me!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Tara? Tara! Left!
The X-Files, Cold Cases. Starring David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Episode 2, Hosts. FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 9:16 a.m.
I don't believe it.
That's pretty much what you said the first time you walked through this door.
I know, but it's like a time capsule.
Wouldn't be surprised to find my fossilized lunch in the trash.
I thought office space would be at more of a premium these days.
Come on, Scully. You walked in here, saw me sitting there hunched over photographic slides of the paranormal and the paranoid, and you thought, who is this dashing young man?
Sorry, nobody down here but the FBI's most unwanted.
I found you odd, but sincere.
I'll settle for that.
And at least a little full of yourself, at times.
Ouch.
I just was hoping for something other than a basement office.
Everything's where it was. Even the dust looks familiar, but that can't be right.
What are you doing? Mulder, we have a meeting upstairs. We're running late.
Hold on a second. If we're actually going to be back doing this, we might as well put on a brave face.
That old poster?
That's going straight back on the wall, partner.
I want to believe.
But with one important amendment. Magic marker, please.
Here. I still want to believe.
You betcha. What do you think?
I think we're still late.
Okay, good.
Deputy Director Skinner?
You late?
You're all right.
Sorry, Deputy Director Skinner. Didn't know you'd moved to Kirsch's old office.
Well, we're wrapping up the senior staff meeting, so as one last order of business today, I'd like to personally extend a welcome back to Agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. Your experience and specialized expertise will, without doubt, be a vital asset to the Bureau going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll be all, thank you.
Don't tell me we've finally been accepted.
If they give me a gold watch, I'm putting it on eBay.
Agents, could I have a word with you both?
Sure.
I'd like to introduce Assistant Director Anna Morales.
How do you do?
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Though I assure you my interest in the newly reopened X-Files division remains strong, you'll be reporting directly to her. There's a lot of ground to cover elsewhere in the department, not least locating the whereabouts of Agents Doggett and Reyes.
They're still missing?
And we're still looking for them.
If they're still alive, I hear they found a body.
Agent Hendricks, yes. But the autopsy suggests that she died of a brain hemorrhage. Unfortunate, but we've no reason to suppose Doggett or Reyes died of the same, presumably natural, causes.
I don't think there's anything natural about recent events. It might be useful to contact Frank Black, see if he has any leads.
What is it, Mulder?
I was just thinking, if you're going to consult a telepath, you should find Gibson Praise, smartest kid I ever met.
If he's still alive. Poor kid was targeted by the syndicate.
Let's get back to the matter in hand. Your immediate concern is to help Assistant Director Morales prioritize the reactivation of the X-Files division. She's been doing a lot of homework.
Agent Mulder, your profile work on the Monty Props case has become textbook material at the Academy.
Serial killers and the occult, always a popular subject.
Well, it's an absolute honor to be working with you both.
Thank you.
Perhaps you'd like to tell us...
Nice watch.
Don't count my chickens.
As you might imagine, potential X-Files have piled up in the last few years. I'm particularly interested in old cases that haven't been closed.
With all due respect, I think that it takes more than a closure rate to fully judge the efficacy of the X-Files division. It's the very nature of the paranormal that makes their investigation so difficult to characterize as definitively open or closed.
Mulder, A.D. Morales graduated at the top of her class at Quantico and is the youngest member of the Bureau to rise to this position. She's got some interesting ideas as to how we might focus the X-Files division and streamline.
Oh, really?
Washington is a game played by career politicians and lobbyists that contribute to their re-election campaigns. In today's economic and political climate, we need to be certain we are putting the points on the board.
I couldn't agree more, A.D. Morales.
It's an unavoidable fact of life.
I've changed my mind, Mulder. Maybe we should stay down in the basement.
Agent Scully, your medical background can hopefully help determine how one particularly stubborn case might stay closed. Here.
Is this some kind of a joke?
If only it were. The local authorities on Martha's Vineyard seem determined to ruin a summer vacation with a string of missing person reports that need cross-referencing. You investigated the earlier case involving this creature. You should head over to Quantico immediately to examine the biological material that didn't get the proper follow-up the first time around.
What about me?
I understand that you grew up around that area, Agent Mulder. We're hoping your familiarity might help us get a clamp on the situation before this particular X-File becomes tabloid fodder. So saddle up, Mulder. You've got a plane to catch.
It can't be happening all over again. Nothing else leaves a skull X bite pattern. Not this big.
Our humanoid blood-sucking worm is back.
Ugh. The one file I hoped we had closed.
Good luck with the specimen in Quantico.
Enjoy your flight back to the old hometown.
I'll send Fluke Man your regards.
Martha's Vineyard Airport, 2:10 p.m.
Agent Mulder.
Guilty as charged, Sheriff.
The FBI let us know you'd be getting visitors. Sheriff Michael Simmons.
Pleased to meet you.
The car's this way. You'll have to fill me in as to why the FBI is so interested in a simple drowning.
FBI Academy Building, Quantico, Virginia.
FBI Forensic Science Center, 4:22 p.m. This evidence examination will serve as an addendum to an earlier case file. Number DP112148, involving the discovery of what an initial investigation suggested to be a quasi-vertebral humanoid, a being that somehow inherited the genetic traits of both humans and common flukes, or flatworms, but on an adult human scale. The creature originated in the storage tanks of a decommissioned Russian freighter used in the disposal of salvage material from the nuclear site at Chernobyl. When the crew members flushed the tanks, the Fluke Man was washed out to sea. It entered the New Jersey sewage system via an old overflow system which dumped sewage into the harbor during heavy rainfall. It attacked two victims, its mouthparts leaving a star-shaped scar and injecting a parasitic larva, thought to be its means of reproduction, into their bodies. Following the attacks, Agent Mulder pursued the humanoid creature, later referred to unofficially as Fluke Man, into the sewers beneath Newark, New Jersey. According to Agent Mulder's field reports, the creature sought to escape. They attempted to trap the creature's way out by closing a shutoff valve leading to the system's outlet into the Atlantic Ocean. They only half succeeded. I have here in a body bag the lower half and extremities of that same Fluke Man, recovered from the site and kept on ice here at Quantico, pending further examination. I am removing the body, and then I will commence a belated autopsy. Oh. The smell. Oh. I need 5 minutes fresh air. Pausing recording.
Dukes County Sheriff's Office, Martha's Vineyard, 2:25 p.m.
Victim's name is Cory Forrester, 20 years old. We have not even found his girlfriend's body yet. They both grew up here.
So they knew their way around the local beaches, I'm sure.
I have been with this department for almost 20 years, Agent Mulder. The riptides can catch even the strongest swimmer unaware.
I was born and raised on Martha's Vineyard, Sheriff. I'm aware of that. Your accent, is it Russian?
I was born in Ukraine. My name was once Mikhail Simonov.
So the uniforms you and your buddy are wearing in this photo...
Soviet Navy. 30 years ago. Thank you. When Glasnost, new openness, new opportunities presented themselves, I came to this country to make a fresh start. So, tell me why you are here.
In an earlier, and we believe connected, case, victims were bitten and found to have received the larvae of a common fluke or flatworm. The creature we believe might be responsible for Cory Forrester's death would have deposited its offspring in his body via its bite. An autopsy should reveal another parasite in the bile duct of the victim's liver.
Jack, come in here.
You call me, Sheriff?
Did the coroner's report come back on young Mr. Forrester?
Sure did.
And did they find parasites in Cory Forrester's body?
You never know what kids catch from one another these days, but Cory drowned, Sheriff.
But the bite mark?
That may have gotten cross-matched and flagged when it was entered into the national database. And it may have brought you here, Agent Mulder, but the boy was in perfect health otherwise.
Hmm.
Look, I must ask you, please, do not alarm the local residents with tales of monsters in their midst.
Scully.
It's me. The coroner found no evidence of any parasitic activity inside the victim.
Seriously?
This almost looks like a sewage-smelling coincidence.
Speaking of which, I'm just getting a breath of air before I resume the autopsy on Flukeman's lower half.
Breathe it in. Sounds like you'll need it.
But there was really nothing to indicate a link?
Nothing except the same bite mark as the one found on his victims.
Mulder, what if the creature already found a suitable host?
Trematodes like liver flukes can produce thousands of offspring in search of a suitable host organism.
But if this is a trematode with human DNA...
Who's to say the creature isn't being selective as to where it reproduces itself? Mulder? Are you there?
Oh, sorry, Scully. Momentarily distracted. The local beach industry is in full-on mode. I suspect the sheriff is protecting every economic concern when he tells me he doesn't want me scaring the beachgoers.
Well, with these swimmers, the sheriff now has 5 missing persons for this season.
And only one of them in the morgue.
5?
Mulder, if the local police aren't receptive to your charms, you should file a report and let the AD's office assert your jurisdiction.
I've got a better idea. You get back to the biological evidence from our last encounter and autopsy the heck out of it. Get us a blank slate to work off of.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to see the sights.
FBI Forensic Science Center, 4:45 p.m. Subject for autopsy is the lower torso and extremities of a humanoid subject. Estimated original height, 5'6" to 10". Preservation after more than a decade is remarkable, even taking frozen storage into account. Subject appears to have a semi-translucent mucous membrane for skin tissue, under which a heavy white fatty adipose layer is clearly visible. Original core temperature unknown, but this suggests a warm-blooded hybrid which can survive in a cold water environment. I need a scalpel.
And this gate is the only way into the sewage system?
Any drain or toilet on the island leads in, but if the waters rise above treatment capacity, this storm overflow is the only way out. There should be a lock on it.
Do me a favor and get that fixed.
Okay.
And pick up some disinfectant while you're at it.
Where are you going?
Sightseeing.
Inspection of the torso where it was severed by a sluice gate reveals a fibrous muscle layer, but no spine or associated bone structure. This would confirm the theory that the Flukeman is more than a colloquial label. The creature looks human, but is in fact an invertebrate. Its dense and entwined muscle layers providing the same function as a human skeleton, but enabling it to squeeze through tiny spaces and negotiate tight corners impossible for a human. I'm separating a strand of the muscle tissue for closer analysis. Ah, got it. We'll try this under a regular microscope first. Proving difficult to get this into focus. While doing so, a note. Due to the temporary dissolution of the X-Files division, a proper follow-up examination of this biological evidence was never conducted. Genetic analysis will follow this sample collection and microscope examination. Ah, got it. What in the world? Amendment. This thing is still alive, technically speaking. Removed from cold storage, cellular division appears to have resumed. The rate of mitosis would not only suggest abilities common to any number of species of worm, but a mutation responsible for rapid regeneration, which appears to be occurring on a much larger scale in the autopsy subject, which has stepped off the examination table onto the floor of the lab. Its upper extremities are regenerating rapidly. Mulder, pick up the phone. Now, please.
Greetings from beautiful beach country.
You're lucky you caught me, Scully. I was just about to go for a swim.
Great.
I think I've solved the mystery of Martha's Vineyard's missing persons, too.
That's fine, but...
I'm looking at three bodies here. I've only got a flashlight, but the victims are all at least partially decomposed with what appear to be bloody exit wounds through one orifice or another.
Hold on. I just need...
You okay, Scully?
I just need to grab this bottle of hydrochloric acid.
I hope that's not a drinking problem.
No, I have company.
Now dealt with.
The Fugman specimen?
Oh. Two legs and half a body just got up off the table and walked. It was regenerating.
Seriously?
I was looking at a tissue sample under the microscope. The cells were dividing so fast I couldn't keep it in focus. Removed from the cold storage, the body was rebuilding itself.
Maybe it knew its better half was out painting the town.
Mulder, it was walking toward me.
I take it the acid put a stop to that?
Yes. Though it's also put a stop to further examination. I don't know how, but there could be a connection between this creature and any of its offspring.
Like some sort of genetic memory linking them together?
I could show you volumes of research suggesting identical twins share the same prenatal memories from their time together in the womb.
But these are abilities beyond the primal characteristics of a simple flukeworm.
Yeah, I'd say the same about these bodies here. Get this. They're bound at the wrist. What kind of worm knows how to lock manacles, Scully?
You're breaking up, Mulder.
I'm a long way into the sewer. Just taking a closer look at these bodies. Whoa!
Help me!
Scully, I got a live one here.
Mulder, listen. This thing is a quick healer. If you found more than one host, there may be more of the creatures.
Help me! It's them!
What's happening?
This host is still very much... human, Scully, but we now have fluke men crawling out of every inlet of this sewage chamber.
No!
Fluke men? How many are there?
Help me!
Stay with me. I'm not gonna let you go.
Awful taste in my mouth. It's like bile.
Get back!
Mulder!
Too many!
Mulder?
Don't let me go. I can't breathe.
Stay with me. I'm not gonna let you go. Get back!
Oh, God! This awful taste in my mouth. I can't breathe through my nose.
There's something blocking your airways. Hold on. These things are everywhere. Whoa. Fluke worms pouring out of her. This isn't good.
Get them off of me.
Get back, Agent Mulder.
Sheriff?
The only way to stop them is with this.
A flamethrower?
They will be cleansed. Mulder, you have been bitten.
I got away. I'm away.
They are all dead. So is the girl. You're lucky to be alive.
Escape. Swimming. Away.
Mulder? Mulder, I need you to just lie back now.
Ugh. This taste in my mouth is like bile.
Please.
With me, they're... in me.
I need some help here.
What's going on?
Get this patient to OR2.
Sure.
No.
I'll push the gurney while you calm him.
No.
Thanks.
Can't be here. I must swim.
Just lie back.
Easy now. I'm going to fix you up.
I got away. Oh, man, I'm seeing things. Fluke men everywhere.
Yes, you were lucky the sheriff got them all. Let's get you fixed up.
I feel weird. Like I'm not all here.
I'm resisting the temptation to make a cheap joke.
Let the sheriff know. How did he bring a flamethrower?
Can we just get on with the job in hand?
Here we are.
Let's get him on the table.
On three. One, two, lift.
Oh, my God. What kind of animal leaves bite marks like these?
Questions later.
Put this mask on, sir.
I can feel him moving around and hiding.
Just breathe.
Okay, he's out.
I'll need a full complement of antibiotics ready to administer once I close him up.
Right on it, Dr. Scully.
There's enough infection swimming around that sewer on a normal night as it is. I'll say one thing, Mulder. You really know how to make a homecoming.
We are one. We are of the same body.
No. We are safe.
I swam. The sheriff was looking the wrong way, and I swam away.
Hey, Mulder, come back. Hey, Mulder.
Martha's Vineyard General Hospital, 11:03 a.m.
Welcome back.
Please tell me I was dreaming.
You were dreaming.
Thanks.
But you've been through a lot, and you need to rest.
Fluke men, not just one. Many of us.
Us?
They're all dead. May I come in and visit with you, Agent Mulder?
As long as you haven't brought hard-boiled eggs and nuts, yes.
Hard-boiled?
Old joke, sorry.
Ah. How is your patient, Dr. Scully?
I'm back to plain old Agent Scully now, Sheriff, and he's going to make a full recovery.
Sheriff, you knew where I was, in the sewers.
My deputy told me.
You arrived with a flamethrower.
You weren't just coming to find Mulder. You were prepared for the creatures he encountered down there. You knew about the Fluke men.
Yes. I have known about them for 30 years.
We're listening.
Where to start? It would be when I was serving in the Soviet Armed Services. I was a young, stupid man back then. Not much more than a boy, I'm afraid. And when your country called you to action in the face of such calamity, you did not question. And I was present at the beginning of this tragedy.
You were a Soviet soldier?
Reserve engineers. I never saw combat, but I came face to face with a different kind of horror.
Go on.
One night, we were called out to deal with an emergency at the port of Pripyat in northern Ukraine. In 1986.
Pripyat?
The Chernobyl nuclear plant? Where the meltdown happened.
Yes. But you are ahead of me. It was April 27th, 1986.
Another so-called emergency in the night to get us out of bed for. Still, they tell us nothing. Just get up. Get dressed, get moving.
I am tired, Mikhail.
With a wife like yours, I do not doubt it, Grigori.
Do not be envious, comrade. We all go home to someone eventually.
Ah, tovarish. We're here.
Wherever here is.
Out of the truck, quickly. Form up, engineering squad. You two, move. What is happening?
Just follow orders and you will be fine.
Where are our respirators?
You don't need them.
This way, man. We must drain the reactor coolant, and the intake is blocked.
Why are we draining coolant? Why can't they discharge into the Pripyat River?
Maybe it's contaminated.
But these are sewage transports. They wouldn't put radioactive waste in a common sewage transport.
And it must be safe, huh?
Right. Listen, all of you. The intake on this tanker is blocked. I need a volunteer to clear it.
Keep out of his line of sight.
Never volunteer.
You! The skinny one.
Shit. That, Sergeant.
You're small enough to get through this inspection hatch. Up here quickly.
Yes, Sergeant.
You too.
B? Yes, you. Stand by to close the hatch once he has cleared the inlet valve.
Yes, sounds.
The rest of you, stand by with that hose. Keep the valve shut till you're ordered to release it.
God, it smells foul in there.
So? Hurry up so we can get off this detail.
This is disgusting, Mikhail.
Can you see the inlet valve, Grigori? You must open that.
You must do this, you must do that. Get out of Pripyat is what I must do. It's dark in here and smelly.
Do you see it?
Yes, here it is. But I don't want to touch it.
Who's holding this up? Hurry! For Lenin's sake, man, do it!
It's crawling with fluke worms in here. They are all over the valve.
Forget the worms. Open the valve.
Nobody deserves this. It's really stiff, but it's turning.
How's it coming?
He's opening it.
Good. The rest of you, connect the coolant tank's outlet hose to the tanker's intake port.
Don't release the flow till Grigori is out.
Tell him to hurry up.
The valve is rusted.
I don't care.
All units finish draining coolant and report.
Hurry up.
How are you doing?
Nearly there. The smell in here is choking me. I have worms on my arms and legs biting me.
Just finish the job, Tovar.
What is the holdup?
Get this tanker filled.
Yes, sir.
Grigori, quick.
The valve is open. Just give me a moment. I have to get these worms off me.
Is the valve open?
Yes, but...
Release the flow. But the hatch is open.
Then close it. But, sir, there is a...
You understand this is an emergency.
Yes, sir, but I...
Close the hatch or I will shoot you.
But, sir...
Do it or you're dead.
Wait, Mikhail...
The next one will be in your head! Close it!
But wait, I can make it!
Grigori, I am so sorry!
No! Wait!
Release the outflow!
Oh, Mikhail!
My friend, do not judge me.
Tanker filled, sir.
Good, we move on to the next.
Come on!
You heard your friend drowning in that tanker.
I drowned him in that filthy poison. I closed the hatch.
At gunpoint, you had little choice in the matter.
How does that event connect to the fluke, man?
Our detail finished loading tankers late that night. We were transported back to Pripyat, but I made my way to where they were discharging the tankers into a ship. The coolant waste was being taken away, maybe to be dumped at sea. Nobody really knew, but... we all knew, really. I watched from the quayside as the dock workers emptied the contents of the semis through a hose pipe into the bowels of the ship.
Short! What now?
Some kind of blockage in the pipeline.
Keeps us moving. All the coolant must be transferred before the dump.
Sir, the line is clogged.
Clear it!
Yes, sir.
We need to disconnect the nozzle. The blockage will be in the filter.
This is heavy.
The hose pipe was big, 1 meter diameter. It dropped Grigori's body on the grating, which led to the ship's tanks.
Suka, блядь!
A body? This ought to be processed. You too, with me.
There he lay while they went to find a dockyard official who would deal with the problem. Meanwhile, I went aboard to take one last look at him. Goodbye, my poor friend. It was horrible. Grigori had been exposed to God knows what while the reactors at Chernobyl burned. And while I watched, a fat flukeworm slid out of his nose, dropping through that grating into the ship's tanks below. Somehow it had survived exposure to the radioactivity in the water. It had lived by becoming one with my friend. I believe that something happened to that worm. It carried something of Grigori into that ship and away across the oceans.
You think that worm became our creature?
Yes. Years later, after Glasnost led to the end of the Soviet Union, and I was free to start a new life here in the USA, I picked up a supermarket tabloid. It spoke of monsters out of fantasies and nightmares in New Jersey.
What made you think your old comrade was connected to the New Jersey attacks?
They described the flukeworm, but one which had grown huge and taken human form. They said it could squeeze through the smallest aperture, a drain, toilet, the gaps in sewer pipe grating. They speculated its origins could involve radioactive contamination. I suspected that was exactly what it was. And I have waited since that day for Grigori to come for me.
Which is why you waited with a flamethrower in the sewers. Do your constituents know about your means and methods, Sheriff?
I've never spoken a word about this to anyone before. At first, missing persons reports did not arouse suspicion. This is a big community. Many people come through during the vacation season. But once I saw with my own eyes what we were dealing with, the bites on the victims in New Jersey and now on Corey Forrester's body, the same bites I see on you, Agent Mueller, I knew.
That Grigori somehow lived on as Flukeman.
I would blame myself for his existence, but we were all lied to. We were all victims. And so, I have supposed, we were all damned.
That's a heavy weight to carry.
But with your help, Agent Mulder, we have eliminated the infestation. Whatever had become of Grigori has been torched from the face of the earth. And so I thank you, Agent Mulder. I would not have located the creature's lair or burned it from existence without you. Goodbye to you both.
Time to get up.
Whoa, hold it, Buster. Where do you think you're going?
We should sweep the tunnels just in case.
Mulder, I just peeled back your liver and removed a colony of parasites that had fixed themselves to your bile duct. Get back in bed.
I know where to look. I'm sure one got away. I felt like I was in its head while it swam to freedom.
You're post-operative, Mulder. That's a general anesthetic talking. I'm not letting you go splashing around in the sewers.
Come on, Scully. It's a beach community. Everyone's got to take a dip eventually.
Mulder.
Goodbye. My poor friend.
Are you all right?
I think so. It's the weirdest thing. For a moment, I was looking up out of Grigori's body, looking up at Mikhail, Sheriff Simmons, on that ship at that dockyard, like I was remembering. Feeling that worm slithering out of me. Being that worm as it dropped into those tanks on the ship and started to grow.
Enough already. Back to bed.
Let me just wash my face. Oh. That's better. Scully, the next time the FBI decides to reopen the X-Files division, how about you and me pass on the sewer-dwelling monsters?
What? Now you're staring at the plug hole.
Weird. Maybe it's true what they say. We can't go home again.
You're talking about Martha's Vineyard, right? Not the sewers.
Looking down that plug hole, I'm not that sure.
That's it, Mulder. I'm taking you home.
How's the report going, Jack?
Nearly there, Sheriff. Just closing the case files.
Keep it simple. Let's not attract any conspiracy theory nut jobs.
Like those FBI agents?
Maybe. I'm going to the John.
Okay, well, just to warn you, the pipes are on the fritz again. They're gurgling and backwashing like crazy today.
I'll call a plumber later. Cover my phone, will you?
Sure. Need today's paper?
Already got it.
Martha's Vineyard Airport, 5:15 p.m.
I can buckle my own seatbelt, Scully.
You're not impressing anyone right now. And if I have to fix those sutures again, I'm not using any anesthetic.
Ooh, all right, you win.
I'm still trying to figure out how to write this report.
It's not hard to imagine there being some latent biological system at work. We're talking about a radioactive soup of DNA and all the cross-training that may well have resulted when the sheriff's former comrade got swirled around in that drainage water.
If I hadn't seen the evidence, I'd find it hard to accept.
Think about it. If the worm's genetics were so mutated, who's to say something of their host, of the human, didn't mutate as well?
Well, Mulder, when presented with giant regenerative humanoid worms, I feel it's best to at least allow your wildest assessments.
But then I'm not sure. You didn't tangle with it. You didn't look into its eyes. You didn't feel it clamp down and deposit its offspring in your bloodstream. It's a monster living out its cycle of life and propagation. Who knows what phantom connection might be created between offspring and host?
Which is why you were staring down a plug hole in the hospital?
I felt that connection. I'd had those parasites inside me. I felt there was still one out there. I could feel what it was up to and where it was going.
And where was it going?
To exact retribution.
Hey, you're still recovering. The sheriff said he destroyed them all. I vote we move on.
Yes, Doctor. Motion seconded.
Martha's Vineyard Police Department. Well, he's a little tied up right now. Can I ask him to call you back? Sure. Thanks. Hey, Sheriff! Mike! It's me! Mike? You okay in there? Holy shit! I'm coming in! Mike? Mike? The blood.
What the hell happened here? Who broke the john?
It's the sheriff. He disappeared.
What?
Just disappeared from a locked restroom. How does that happen?
Shh. Listen.
FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 8:38 a.m.
Mulder, I've been going over our reinstatement training schedule. Counterintelligence for entering agents 101 is to be followed by martial arts training and a 10K... Rise and shine, Sleeping Beauty.
Hey. I was listening with my eyes closed.
How late were you up last night?
My memoirs aren't going to write themselves.
Or see the light of day.
Those instructors would give anything to read about my experiences.
Oh, yes. All the instructors are looking forward to testing the famous profiler in summer school.
What, no love for the X-Files chapter of my resume?
Keep up that attitude and Coach will up your run from 10K to 12K.
Scully, I wasn't sleeping. I've been expanding my awareness.
Are you on drugs, Mulder?
Enlightenment, actually. I just haven't quite reached my destination yet. Can you pass my jacket?
Here.
Thanks. Many cultures believe deep meditation might lead to extended life, beyond what we'd consider living.
There's a lot of things we've seen that go beyond what I'd consider living.
The Catholic Church and the incorruptibility of the saints, or North Japanese monks who believed they could absorb evil energy that had threatened their village until it actually mummified.
Mm-hmm. And you believe this?
It was pretty restful, actually.
Glad you've caught up. Now we ought to go.
Hold your horses, partner. Phone's flashing. Looks like a couple messages.
You have 3 new messages. Message number 1. Message number 2.
Weird.
Switchboard problems?
Or somebody trying to enter a PIN or something.
Message number 3.
This is a message for Fox Mulder. There is something that belongs to you in apartment 22, 2630 Hagel Place, Alexandria.
That used to be your address.
Mm-hmm. Change of plan.
The X-Files, Cold Cases, starring David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Episode 3, Being for the Benefit of Mr. X. Hagel Place, Alexandria, Virginia, 9:14 a.m.
Apartment 42.
Yes?
Mrs. Steubens? My name is Fox Mulder. This is my partner.
Hi.
I received a voicemail saying you had something of...
It's Ms. Steubens, actually. Come in.
Thanks.
I didn't realize this was a federal incident.
I used to live here, actually.
Is that right? I heard there was a shooting outside once. But I guess things have changed a bit since then, huh?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Mr. Mulder and...
My name is Scully. I'm also with the FBI.
FBI? For a burglary?
Excuse me, you are...
I'm Dorothy, Kellyanne's wife.
Pleased to meet you.
You weren't expecting us?
Should we have been?
I'm sorry, are you telling me that nobody at this address left a message for me?
I thought you might be here because of the break-in.
A break-in?
We came home last night to find the door was open. The police said it was expertly picked.
But nothing was taken.
The opposite, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
After the police left, we noticed a couple of things were left behind.
What is that?
No idea. A little test tube of something. Here.
We haven't opened it or anything.
Thanks.
It looks like blood.
I was about to call the police when you arrived.
May I see?
Here.
Could be blood. It's very dark.
If you don't mind, ladies, we'll take custody of this.
You mentioned something else that you found when you got home?
Yes. I'm not sure what to make of any of this, honestly, but this X was stuck on the window.
Does it look familiar? You look surprised.
Someone's taped an X onto the window pane.
Well, I'll just take a photo of that, and then we'll be on our way. Thank you.
Somebody's screwing with you, Mulder. You know how irritating it is when someone's drumming on a car dash?
Sorry, I heard what you said.
After what's happened to us, the security breach at the Bureau, Doggett and Reyes disappearing...
We don't know those events are connected to this.
Someone broke into your old apartment. They left a sample of some kind, a vial of liquid that could be blood. They put a cross made of masking tape in the window.
I know.
That was the sign you used to leave to signal your informant.
Nobody else but Mr. X knew about that signal, Scully. No one but you.
X is dead, just like Deep Throat before him.
Because of me. He died trying to tell me things at great risk to himself.
And to you, Mulder. Mr. X was assassinated by the Syndicate. The Syndicate itself was destroyed. There's no one left.
There shouldn't be. But then just weeks ago, I found myself having coffee with Spender, with him smoking Morley's in my face and behaving like he was never dead.
We can't be sure you weren't having some kind of hallucination. I lost whole hours at a time when we were at Yellowstone. The Deacon and the Acolytes were definitely capable of manipulating thought, of psychic attack.
Well, it seemed pretty damn real to me. I swear I can still smell that cigarette smoke in this jacket.
Let's concentrate on this morning's message. What do we know? Someone's taking risks to tell you something.
Someone who knows how I used to contact my informants.
I'm going to take this vial to the lab and analyze its contents.
And I'll go through the X-Files.
X-Files Office, FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 11:02 a.m.
Query remains open, Agent Mulder.
Begin new search string. Let's start at the beginning.
Ready.
Call up everything marked informants and separate according to known identities.
John Fitzgerald Byers. Marita Covarrubias, Deep Throat, Melvin Frohickey, Alvin Kurzweil, Richard Langley, Suzanne Modesky, Edward Wegman, The Well-Manicured Man, Mr. X. Identification data is limited. Search string incomplete.
And lo, the 21st century offers little in the way of daylight to those who toil in the X-Files division. This is Mulder. Hello? Okay, first one to hang up is the chicken.
The FBI Academy Building, Quantico, Virginia, 11:11 p.m.
Is the new microscope working satisfactorily, Agent Scully?
Yes, thank you. I think I have the measure of it. Which keys do I use for focus?
Toggle, shift, plus, or minus.
Yes, that's better.
Excellent.
Scully?
Mulder, this isn't your regular number.
I'm using my cell phone to monitor something. What's new?
I'm in the lab looking at the sample from your old apartment under the microscope. The focus is a little slow. That's got it. How are things your end?
Confusing. According to all the records, the key informants we've used in the past are either dead or still in contact.
Got this in focus now. It's definitely blood. So, what do you have to go on?
The voicemails this morning, remember?
The beeping? Or the Professor Hawking voice telling you to go visit your old apartment?
They're connected. Listen.
You didn't wipe the recording.
No, that's happening now, on my phone. Whoever, whatever is generating that signal is on the line. Has been for the last hour.
Get it traced. Comms division will do it in a flash.
I've had a better idea.
Ah, the lone gunman. Yes, Byers is probably eavesdropping on this call anyway.
Darn it, Scully.
Frohickey?
Oh.
Byers is out. I was just, checking you're both okay.
Frohickey, we've talked about you stalking me.
No, it's not that, I swear. I was trying to get a hold of one of you, and all your numbers were tied up.
So it's acceptable to tap into my cell?
No. Well, yes.
What is it, Melvin?
Byers intercepted your voicemails earlier. That beep, beep, beep thing?
Yeah, go on.
It's Morse code.
My Morse code's a little rusty, but I'm guessing it's a single letter.
That's right, X. You want me to trace it, too?
No. As I was about to tell Scully, I've got that in hand.
You can hang up now, Melvin.
Yes, Scully. Sorry.
He's harmless, relatively speaking.
The letter X.
That narrows the possibilities.
To a single impossibility.
Unless the dead walk among us, Spender seems to have started a trend.
So how are you going to find your zombie? Put an ad on Craigslist?
Latter 20th century kids like me misspent their teenage years in Radio Shack, not online. I've rigged a portable signal detector, and it suggests the source is local.
Somewhere in D.C.?
Within 5 blocks. So I'm going for a walk with this thing, see if I can track it down.
Happy to join you once I've run the sample.
Just one of us wandering around looking like a deranged water diviner will be plenty. Find out what was in that vial. That has to be the point of all this.
Sure. But what I'm seeing is worrying me. I don't want to jump to any conclusions, though. I'm going to run some more tests.
Knock yourself out. Talk later.
I'm right on top of the signal, and this is an empty lot. Wait a moment. Somebody dropped a cell phone. Yeah, this is it.
You can turn that thing off now.
Who the... Holy shit.
Here, I'll do it.
How in the hell are you alive?
Answer it. I'm not going anywhere.
I'll call you back.
Don't hang up.
Scully, I can't talk right now.
Mulder, I've scanned the contents of that vial, and you need to hear this.
Was it blood?
It's blood, or at least it used to be. But it's bonded with synthetic compounds and corticosteroids that look awfully familiar.
Is there a match on the FBI database?
No. But the amino acids I've identified in this vial are of a kind we've seen a couple of times before.
Are you telling me what I think you're telling me?
It's of alien origin. It could even be the purity virus, Mulder.
Black oil? Holy shit. Don't come in contact with it. It'll take over and control you.
The sample's different. I'll run more tests.
Would you like to talk now, Agent Mulder?
Who's that with you?
I'll call you back.
Okay.
Who are you? Answer me.
You know me.
I know who you appear to be.
Please assure me your memory is intact, that it is you.
That's kind of an ironic request under the circumstances.
Please.
Okay. You were X. After the senior contact who called himself Deep Throat was murdered, you became my principal informant. Our signal to meet was for me to stick a cross of tape in a window, like the one I found at my old apartment this morning.
Yes.
But hey, let's not talk about me. What about you? The man I knew as X died of a gunshot wound on my doorstep, murdered by the Syndicate.
I assure you, I am he.
And you're here to give me information like he used to?
Yes.
Okay. Why are you here? How does this involve a sentient alien virus?
Do you remember the Clarksboro incident?
Clarksboro, Mississippi? Late 80s?
Uh-huh.
Deep Throat told me something about kids being infected there.
Not quite.
You know what happened?
Yes. The Syndicate detailed me to go and clean out before word got out.
Clarksboro, Mississippi, 1987.
Hey, kid. Curb's not a safe place to sit, even in a quiet neighborhood.
My classroom, run down.
Yeah, looks like a rough day at school.
Police came. The fire trucks.
I can see that.
And they're dead, too. They're all dead.
You're the only survivor?
I don't know.
Let's take a look. We walk towards the school, the kid and me. Its windows and doors were thrown open. Smoke was rising from several fires. There were cars parked out front, abandoned. Emergency and police vehicles, too. It was eerie. The boy looked to be the only survivor of something awful.
Are those dead policemen? There's so much blood.
Yes. Look away.
They've got guns.
Come on, kid. Don't hang around.
Okay.